Hebrews chapter 2. I'm sorry. Hebrews chapter 2, starting at verse number 1. I'll read here in just a moment, but continuing on my thought. What do you got to do to be lost? What do you got to do to lose a motor in an engine? Don't change the oil. Don't do nothing.
Yep, yep.
What do you got to do to lose your house? Don't cut the grass. Let the vines grow up. Amen. Just let things go unattended. Amen. Yeah. And it's easy to lose things, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. What do you got to do to lose your stuff in your freezer? Don't give it no power. Amen. Yeah. Don't give it no electricity. And you'll lose everything in your freezer, won't you?
Right. That's right.
Amen. So it's very important to tend to the gardens of life also, isn't it? Right. And the most important thing in all the world is our soul.
Yes.
We have a soul that's going to live forever.
Right.
Amen. In eternity. And if I'm not going to, and if you go spend a lot of money on a vehicle, you ought to spend a $50 or $60 oil change. Amen.
There you go.
And in my case, you know, I got expensive lawnmowers because that's what I do for a living, mow yards. And Brother Daniel, I remember he was probably helping me years ago when I bought my first walk behind, zero turn, whatever you call it. And I was ignorant, you know, and it was a Skag I bought out there at Ken Queens, and it had a Kawasaki nice motor on it, and I just changed the oil in that thing once a summer. That sounds good until you know, you see how many yards we mow yard after yard, and once a summer, Brother George, wasn't good. Amen.
Yeah.
And it lasted, I think, five summers or six, and the motor blowed up, and I was so aggravated, you know, because they said it should have lasted way longer than that. Guess what, Brother Daniel? The book says to change the oil every 100 hours now, and I try to change it in 50. Woo, glory to God. And guess what? I don't know how many years that X mark is old. It's got lots of hours on it, and it's still running. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
A cheap oil change goes a long way, don't it?
Yes.
Sure.
Praise God. So why do we neglect the important things of life, amen, in our spiritual walk? Why do we neglect prayer? Right. Why do we neglect reading these words? Why do we neglect coming to the house of God?
Come on now.
Those things are, if you will, cheap, you know. It's not expensive things, but it means everything.
Yes, sir.
Woo, yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right, the book of Hebrews chapter 2, starting at verse number 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Amen. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen. Thank you for standing here tonight for the reading of the word of the Lord. I don't want to re-preach everything from last Thursday night, or re-teach, or whatever you want to call this. Preach, teach. I ain't had much of a voice of the last few weeks. I've had to slow it down, but amen, there's a lot of things, amen, that we got to do, praise God, in order for us not to be lost, amen.
Yeah, right.
And where I finally ended up at was where we talk about this earnestness right here, amen, to give the more earnest heed, praise God. We got to be earnest in this walk with God, don't we?
Right, amen.
Yeah. Amen. We got to really be earnest and seek God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, mind, and strength. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, with all my heart, I want to be earnest and sincere, a sincere intent.
Right.
Just a refresher before we move on here. Amen. And I want to give God 100% of me.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I think it was Charles Spurgeon that said one time, the world has yet to see, amen, what God can do with a man who is 100% sold out to God. And he said, by God's help and by God's will, I'll be that man. And oh, what a powerful man that he was for God. If one would just give all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God said for us to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Amen.
Yeah.
That is a commandment, thank God, for us to earnestly contend. Great God. The Bible says for us to covet earnestly the best gifts. Amen. Thousands of people earnestly criticize the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. The Bible says for us to follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts. Oh, I would that the gifts, the spiritual gifts, would operate in the church again. Amen. A lot of people get scared, but I get scared if they don't operate. Amen. I want the Lord to come in. I tell you, in any given service, I believe this with all my heart, Brother Daniel. And Brother Daniel's a faith man. Amen. I don't know anybody's prayed for as many people as Brother Daniel. They received the healing. Praise God. I've told you before about the night I was here. Had a horrible toothache, Savannah couldn't hardly stand it. Amen. And Brother Daniel showed up and I said, Brother Daniel, won't you preach? Amen. He said, well, I didn't come to preach. I said, well, go ahead. I never told him I had a toothache, but I sit back here in that office studying before service with my tooth hurting. Savannah didn't know how I was going to be able to preach. Amen. Brother Daniel gets up and guess what he preaches on? Healing. Amen. How God's able to heal these bodies by his stripes. We are healed. Amen. And Brother Daniel can quote you 50 healing verses, and I believe God is a God of healing, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm beginning to feel excited here already. Amen. And guess what? He preached that message on healing. I was the first one, made it from that seat to that altar right there. And I said, Lord, I need to be healed tonight. And you know what? God instantly touched that tooth and healed that. Let me tell you something. We need the gifts of the Spirit operating in the church again. Hallelujah. We need to be able to come to the elders and let the elders of the church lay hands on us. Amen. Praying over them, the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. And we need the gifts of the Spirit. How does the gifts come? They come with an earnest intent that we want more of God. Let me tell you something. I want more of God than I do this world. Amen. I want to get closer to God. Amen. And lose the attractions of this old world. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, help us here now. I'm just trying to refresh and I'm getting caught up on being earnest again. Amen. Glory to God. Paul said, in this we groan earnestly. Amen. But many members today, amen, they don't want to get earnest about God. I read that Jesus prayed all night long, Brother George. Amen. He had a strong groans and he cried earnestly and he prayed until his sweat became as great drops of blood. That's earnest praying, amen. Glory to God. That's earnest praying, amen. I remember Brother Mike Roberts talking about an all night prayer meeting. And I'm going to throw this in, Brother George. He's got a sheet. I don't see it up yet. But Brother George asked me before church if we could put a sheet up. Amen. A praying and a fasting sheet. Amen. For folks to start signing up on a sheet. He wants to start a 3-week praying fasting chain. Lord. How many's up for that?
Yeah.
Thank God for a few hands. Amen. How many believes praying and fasting moves God on the throne? Amen. Oh, yes. Brother Mike Roberts said they called for an all-night prayer meeting one time. And he said he looked and said, well, them young boys in his church, they were showing up for that all-night prayer meeting and they was carrying pillows. Amen. And Brother Mike said, what do you got them pillows? Amen. They said, well, we figured we might get tired. They was planning on praying for a while, but they was also planning on sleeping. Amen. Because they carried their pillows with them. Amen. Let me tell you something, church. When we get earnest with God, God will get earnest with us. Amen. Oh, yes. If it were necessary for Jesus to pray, I want you to notice this. If Jesus had to get in that garden, Brother Daniel, and earnestly pray, amen. Oh, how much more do you and I need to pray? Amen. How much more do you and I need to get serious with God? Hallelujah. Amen. Must Jesus bear that cross alone? No. He's calling for the church to get earnest. Amen. I don't know about you, but I said, I want to get earnest before God. Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
All right. This leads me to my next point. If we don't watch out, and if you don't really get earnest and get excited about something, you ever seen a kid? You know, a kid's bad for this. They'll be all into something 1 minute and out of it the next.
Wow.
Woo! Glory to God.
All right.
Amen. Brother Seppi told me, he said, last year we got to playing pickleball and we went out and bought a fence of paddles and got all geared up. And he said, I ain't played since. Amen. That's like we do, ain't it? Praise God. Amen. I don't know if the brother here is a good fisherman. Amen. Papa Smurf, we call him Ronnie Lahan on the other end of town. I go to his yard and he built me a nice custom rod. And he took me over at Borders and showed me I think it was a Shimano reel. He said, there's the one I buy. Amen. I got a nice rod and reel sitting in my garage, Brother George. It's been in there for over a year now, about this time last spring, matter of fact. Amen. And I ain't thrown it in the water one time. That's embarrassing. Anyway, life turned upside down, got busy. A lot of things has happened between then and now. Amen. Oh, but we can't
catch on fire 1 minute and lose a fire the next. But when you really get earnest, you won't lose a fire. Amen. When life gets hard, amen, and the devil goes to fighting, amen, the true church gets earnest, and they pray, and they fast, and they get close to God.
That's right.
All right.
Many people give heed. Oh, yes. If they do not get in an earnest mind frame, amen, you know what will happen? You'll get lukewarm.
Right.
You'll lose desire.
True.
Woo. And once again, I'm trying to be, you know, not harsh or trying to really put anybody down. But you know what? Some folks get to the place where they come to church because they feel like they have to.
Right.
Some folks show up to church, Brother Daniel, because they really believe that you ought to go to church, and I believe you ought to go. I can prove to you from the book of Hebrews, matter of fact. Amen. Forsake not the assembling of thyself together. If God saves you, you'll have a desire to go to church. But some people get to the place where church is drudgery. They get to the place, Brother George, where it's like somebody twisting their arm and make them, and they go sit down, and they cross their arms. They don't want to be there. They're thinking about everything else they could have done. And what happened? They lost that earnestness, and they get lukewarm in their soul, Brother Tommy, and they lost that desire. That David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house. Every day, David was excited when it was church time. David said, thank God I can't wait to get to church. Let me tell you something. Amen. If we're losing that, we need to get on the prayer chain. We need to get on the fast chain and say, God, give me a desire to be in your house. Give me a desire. Amen. For the Holy Ghost to get to moving and the power of God to get to falling in the house of God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
I hope not, but if the preacher gets dull and he gets boring and he's not anointed to preach anymore, amen, pray God fire him up. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, Brother Russell McDonald tells about them two ladies on the phone talking. I've told it to him. Amen. And that one lady called the other one up, Sister Donnie, and she said, man, it's been rough around church lately. She said, when the old preacher gets up, it's just ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. You heard him tell that? Amen. And the other lady said, talked to him on the other line, said, great God, you are blessed. She said, because when my preacher gets up, it's just dong, dong, dong. Amen. Not even a ding. Great God, I come to tell us, if you get cold and I'm feeling good here. I really am. I looked up here in this pulpit a while ago, and I thank God, Brother Tom, I don't want you to think I take you for granted. Brother Tom's been playing that bass for longer than I've been alive, amen, and I thank God he's a good bass player. Sister Mary's been playing that piano for longer than I've been alive, and I thank God, amen, for her abilities to play that piano. Amen. I looked up there, old Kipton just started playing that guitar, and I heard that up there, and old Brother Carson up there playing them drums. It wasn't good to see Chandler up there playing that guitar tonight. Hey, you know what I've been praying? God, anoint us in the music. Anoint us in the singing. Anoint us in the preaching. Anoint us in the altars. Hey, I don't want to leave and say I've been in a dead church. I don't want to leave and say it's been so dry. If a sinner was in the house, the Holy Ghost couldn't convict them. If they had church, amen, it ain't all on the preacher. You can show up with the fire of God. You can show up with the glory of God down in your heart. Amen. And you can get earnest. We'll get lukewarm.
Come on, man,
don't worry. I ain't going to preach for a long, but I'm having a hard time. I thought I'd cover more ground than I'm covering. Amen. The Lord said that He would that you were hotter than you were cold. He said, because if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. A lukewarm person makes the Lord sick.
Yeah.
Did you hear me? I said, a lukewarm person, it makes God sick. Yeah. He either wants you to be all in or all out.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. Many people will not go far enough. Amen. Into the Lord to really catch on fire. Amen. And many people won't go far enough out
to get out. They want to try to get somewhere in the middle. And God said that he hates that. Amen. Praise God. Oh, Lord. Amen. They try to hold to the world with one hand and try to hold to God with the other hand. And they end up getting in a lukewarm state. And they end up serving God for 30 years. And they do more damage than they do good because they never sold out 100% to God. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, why don't you go ahead and make the plunge? Why don't you go ahead and say, Lord, here tonight, there's every bit of me, God. I'm giving you my all. I don't want to end up lost. I don't want to end up backslid. I don't want to end up on the wrong side of things. I'm going to give you my everything.
Woo! A house divided against itself cannot stand. A fountain cannot send forth both sweet and bitter waters, the Bible said. You can't gather grapes off of an olive tree. Amen. The Lord said to come out of the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Touch not, taste not, handle not these unclean things. Why don't you just go ahead and give God everything? Hallelujah.
You can't serve both God and mammon. You can't serve both God and Baal. Amen. Oh, what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Too many people, amen, have made a half-hearted consecration. But I come to ask you tonight not to get in a lukewarm state, but rather be earnest and serve God with all your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
I really appreciate old Brother Chandler. I'm not trying to embarrass him. I know he's just coming, getting in here. Amen. But he's really been praying, seeking the Lord.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, if you hunger and thirst, amen, he'll be found.
That's right.
Woo! If you get a desire for him, amen, I tell you what, he'll pour it open before you, won't he?
Yeah.
And embarrass the girls last week. And my example last week was, amen, the hungrier you get, the more God will have, won't he?
Woo!
Hallelujah. Amen. They go out, Brother George, and pour that food out the back door to them golden retrievers. Amen. And I looked out there the other night, Sister Robin, that pup's about that wide. I know she's wider than a foot. Amen, Brother Daniel. And them girls, they keep on pouring that food out. Why, Brother Shuffy? Because they don't pay the food bill. Amen. They look out in that garage and just magically 50-pound bags of dog food come inside there. Amen. And they keep pouring it out the door. Why? Because them dogs is eating and they keep shoveling it. Let me tell you something. If you get hungry enough for God, he'll open up the windows of heaven. Hey, I said he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there'll be room, not room enough to receive. Hey, church, he's got a bigger shovel than you got. Hey, church, why don't you try to do it? Hey, church, why don't you give him everything? And I believe he'll bless you more than you realize.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless
him,
Lord.
Praise God. Man, oh, man. I need to get started preaching on giving. That's not in my notes.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, sir. Come on. Brother Daniel, amen. If you'll give to God, not just monetary, not just money.
Right.
But if you give to God at least a tenth of what he's blessed you with, he'll bless you, church.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. If you'll give God your time, if you'll give God yourself, he'll bless you. I was taught from a young age. I started mowing yards when I was just a little boy. And my Uncle Larry always taught us, if you make $20 mowing, amen, give two back to God.
Yeah.
And I've tried to practice that, Brother George, down through the years. I'll never forget this. I'm going to tell this and give the devil a black eye while I'm on it. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what it did? I started doing that. Well, I was in Richlands Youth Camp when I was just about 13 or 14. They call it Camp Golden now. And several of these kids have been there, but in the old town, they just recently built a brand new open air town. I mean, state of the art, nice tabernacle. But 25, 30 years ago, I guess it's closer to 30 years, I'll tell my age, when I was a 13-year-old boy running on that campus, on Thursday night was pledge night. They'd say, anybody want to give any money? Well, they started off like $1,000. Amen. Brother Daniel, I didn't even blink an eye, because I didn't want them to think I was able to give $1,000. Now they start start off with 10,000. Woo! Glory to God. And they say, well, people raises their hands on 10,000. Amen. But they might give $1,000, $1,000. Several hands in the house. Says right name. Brother Mike Roberts, he's always up and writing them names. Amen. Brother Jonathan's dad. And they got down to $100, another $500. And they get all the way down to $100. And my heart starts to beat. And I never knew what it's like to give like that, you know. My heart started beating for something, thumping, thumping. Amen. And I raised my hand, 13-year-old boy. I got to camp on my mom and dad's money. And here's what I prayed, Brother Shuffy. I said, Lord, if you'll get me busy, I'll go home and I'll mow yards. I'll pressure wash houses. I'll do whatever, but I want to pay that pledge that I paid to that church youth camp. Amen. Brother Daniel, I went home that summer, and I ain't never stopped working since. God opened up the windows of heaven, and God has always provided me, and the majority of my life, I work for myself. Amen. Let me tell you something, church. Amen. Oh, not knowing that some 20, 25 years later, amen, of just a little part that I was able to put in, a very small part through the years that I was able to give, and they built that camp. Brother Daniel, some 25 years later, I guess it was 2020 or so, and the year before COVID hit, Michelle took the girls to camp. Amen. And guess what? My oldest baby girl, Raylan, she got the Holy Ghost at Camp Golan. Can God in hell come to deliver us? Amen. You can't tell me that giving to God don't pay. You can't tell me that trusting God with all your heart don't make dividends. Hey, church, why don't you trust Him? Why don't you give Him everything? Why don't you give Him all your heart?
Yeah. Bless Him, Lord.
Had this
bless you.
Drainage in my throat for a week now. The devil had rather you to be just a quiet Christian.
Yeah.
Come on. Show up. Don't get involved.
Oh, come yeah. on.
Don't pray. Don't fast. Don't read your Bible. Don't get behind the preacher.
Come on.
As a matter of fact, oppose the preacher.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He'd rather you do that than for you to be a horse thief.
That's right. Come on.
Come on. Sure. Did you hear me?
That's right.
He'd rather you do that than you go out and steal a car.
Right.
Amen. Because everybody know who you were then. Amen. But when you do it under the skies,
come on.
Amen, of being a Christian,
right.
When you do it under the skies of being lukewarm.
Yeah.
That's why God said I hate lukewarmness, because you part in and you part out. You part of you want to say, well, I want more, and the other part of you said, I want less, and you get stuck in that lukewarm state, and you do more damage than you ever do good. To everything that's genuine, there's always a counterfeit.
Right.
Yeah.
Bless you, Lord.
You're right. Amen. I don't want to have counterfeit religion, do you?
No.
Hey, everybody, I found out everybody ain't going to like me.
Come on.
Now, you think they would. I'm a nice guy.
Come on now.
Tell it. Bless you, Lord.
Everybody ain't going to like me.
Right. You're right.
Everybody ain't gonna like what I stand for.
Man, you're right.
I stand for old time Bible holiness preaching.
Right.
I understand everybody's gonna like me, but here's what I do want everybody to say. I want everybody to say, if that man tells you something, you can
try.
Right. You can believe it. And I want folks to say, hey, I don't always agree with everything that man says, but he lives what he says.
Yeah.
Woo! Amen.
Sure.
And I'm getting in trouble here. I'm getting in deep water. Amen. Because I know some preachers that preach things. Amen. And they don't always stand on what they preach.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Their family don't stand on what they preach. Oh God, I'm getting in trouble here. Amen. That's what the devil's desire for your life is. For you to be lukewarm. Amen. Never know where you stand. Thank God. I'd rather sit to somebody say, well, they're strict and they're hard and all this and that. I'd rather know where the line is. Come on now. When I go home somewhere and there's somewhere I don't need to be, I want to know where the line is. Amen. So I don't go across the line. Amen. Let the devil know what you believe. Let God know what you... You've got to stake a line in your life on what you believe. Amen.
That's right. Glory to God.
Thank you.
If we don't watch out, amen, we'll end up doubting, pouting.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Instead of shouting.
Yeah.
Right.
Woo.
That's right.
While we're on the outside of pouting and doubting, amen, those who really figure out what they believe and what they want will be on the inside of shouting.
Amen.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And I've learned a lot of things. 15 years I've been at this little old church over here. You'd think we'd be a lot further along than we are. But one thing I've learned in 15 years, and I have let the doubters and the powders hinder me, and I have let the doubters and the powders get me down. Amen. But I've made up my mind, let them doubt, let them pout, I'm going to shout.
Yeah.
Woo! Amen. Yeah. Let me go shout. Amen. Right here.
Oh,
let them doubt, let them pout, let them talk about you. Amen. Let them do what they want to do under the sun. I can't control that, but one thing I can't control, Lord, just save me. God, you've been good to me. Amen. David said, he pulled me up out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and he set my feet on a solid rock. One thing I can determine, amen, I can't help the doubters and the powders, but I'm determined I'm going to be a shouter.
Yes, Lord.
The devil says it's all right to be a Christian. Just don't get involved.
Come on.
Don't go to church but once every month or every 2 or 3 months. Amen. That way you can hurt and fool more people than you ever help.
Come on.
Right.
Up from one church to another. Amen. Woo.
Come on.
Move on, Brother Jason.
Come on, preach it, brother.
Come on now.
He don't want you to be a faithful Christian.
That's right.
That's what the devil don't want you to do.
Right.
He don't want you. Amen. He don't want you to really get involved. He wants you to be cold and never catch on fire. Woo. He wants you to soak up another man's fire.
Come on.
Come on, brother. Tell
him. He wants you to go to church night in and night out talking about what the church had 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to go to church and talk about what the church had 50 years
ago.
He wants you to talk about how the church was years and years ago and talk about how we're dry and we're dead. I wish this church had some life. Amen. I'm not being mean. I'm really not. I'm not trying to be ill towards anybody. But I found out in my 15 short years of pastoring a church, that's the very ones that don't put any wood on the fire. That's the very ones that don't bring a shovel to the service and say, I'm going to get busy and I'm going to get to working. I'm going to pick up a phone and call somebody. Amen. I'm going to invite folks to church. I'm going to get busy and tell others about Jesus. Amen. Those that talk about everybody else being dead and dry, they're so dry, twice dead and plucked up by the roots. Great God, I come to tell us in this house, it's time for us, amen, to get earnest and quit being lukewarm, amen, and quit just being on the outskirts.
Come on.
Woo!
Thank God.
I don't want to be a hobo Christian.
No.
Come on.
You know what a hobo is? Somebody jumps on a train and goes from town to town.
Yeah.
Right.
Woo!
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
I tell you what else a hobo is.
Bless you, Lord.
I know people like this. People move around from person to person, live with somebody until they make them so mad they kick them out and they go and just hobo their way through life.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know, some church folks are like that. They spend their whole time hoboing off somebody else's experience.
You're right.
And they never get a true walk with God.
Yeah, right.
Hello.
Come on, brother.
Praise God.
Man.
Is this all right?
Yes.
All right. I wish I had a little bit of voice. Amen.
Come on, Brother Jerry.
Hallelujah. I said I don't want to be a hobo Christian, Brother Daniel.
No.
But I want to get it for myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Paul established churches up and down the coast of Asia. He established churches everywhere he went. He put in those churches pastors, deacons, teachers. He believed in the people being taught. Many people today won't endure sound doctrine.
You're right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Did you hear what it said? Paul established churches. And in those churches, even pastors, deacons, teachers,
right.
Amen, preachers, And then he called evangelists. And we can go right on down the list of how God set up a local church, amen, for the edification of that church and for that church to make a difference in the community that it's in. Hallelujah. And if folks would get in behind the work of God, like I said, if you got a dead, dry preacher, pray that God either moves him out or moves him up. Amen. Sometimes the old preacher has to pray that about the old member. God either move him up or move him out. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we all get in one mind and then get in one accord, we might be able to have church. We might be able to have a move of God. And the sinners might get saved. And the church might catch on fire. And the Holy Ghost get me poured out. If we'll get in one mind and one accord.
Amen.
It is those people who have not given earnest heed to the things which they've heard and they've been taught that feel they don't, that the church ain't important.
Right.
Folks have told me many times through the years, you don't really have to have a church. Amen. The Bible teaches you do.
Amen. Yeah.
Right.
The Bible teaches you have to have church. Amen.
Right.
how do I get into all this? You need a church. You need a pastor.
Step in.
Right.
Come on, buddy.
Who are you going to call when you're sick and you're in a hospital and you need God to come pray? And you need a man of God to come pray for you?
Right. Yeah.
Or your kid's sick? And what happens if somebody in your family dies and you need a preacher? Who are you going to call?
Yeah.
Right. What happens if you need to get married and you need a preacher? Who are you going to call?
You're right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You need a pastor.
That's right, brother.
People need pastors. God calls pastors.
Right.
Yes, he did. Come on.
Amen.
I've never seen such a generation of folks, amen, who don't want, amen, to be pastored. And they don't want a pastor, and they won't even listen to the pastor.
Right.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Bless him, Lord.
You know, it is those people. Amen. Let's move on. Amen. What would your home church? I want to ask you a question. I asked you this a while back. What would your home church be? I want you to don't lift your hands. Don't answer out loud. Ask yourself this question. What would my church be if everybody was just like me?
Come on.
Yeah. What kind of church would my church be if everybody was just like me?
Yeah.
Would it be a prosperous church? Or would it be a church that's inactively dying?
Come on.
If everybody was like you. Ask yourself that question. And if you can answer that question good, thank God, get closer. And if you can't answer that question good, ask God to put some fire in you. Ask God to put some dedication and some consecration in you.
Glory to God.
Woo. I got to move on and get to my thought, and I'm done. Just give me a few more minutes. So there's two kinds of sin. What do I got to do to be lost? Don't get earnest with God. Just get lukewarm.
Yeah.
Don't get involved. Don't really catch a hold of the true things of the Word of God and the church and the Bible. Just stay on the outskirts, and that's how you can end up lost.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But did you know you can go to hell without physically or really doing something? You know, we think you got to do something. I got to kill somebody. I got to be a murderer. I got to be a liar. I got to do something. Come you know, you can be lost without doing something.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen. You can be lost without committing one act. Amen. Of committing a sin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You know how that is? You can be guilty of the sin of omission.
That's it.
Right.
Don't do what God has asked you to do.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
He that committeth sin, the Bible said, is of the devil. You know, people get mad at preachers, but this is Jesus. Amen. He said, you are of your father, the devil.
That's right.
Amen. Hebrews 2:2 said, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. There's two kinds of sin, transgression and disobedience. Mm-hmm. Transgression, we all know what that is. If you transgress God's law, if God said don't kill and you kill, you know, that's a transgression.
That's right.
God said don't steal and you steal. God says all you do these things, amen. That's transgression of the law. But disobedience is omission of God's word and God's law.
Right.
There is no way for you to go to heaven disobeying God and disobeying God's word.
Right.
The
Bible said his angels are ministering spirits. We will be as angels one of these days. And if we can't obey God here and now, how are we going to obey him over there?
right.
Woo.
Sure.
What are we going to do in heaven one day? We're going to float around on clouds and kick back and never do nothing. No. When God made Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, you know what they did? They tended the gardens. Yeah. They were working, Brother George. And in heaven, amen, in heaven, I believe God's going to be giving commands and we're going to be following His commands. So if we don't obey Him here, we're not going to obey Him up there.
Right. Woo. That's right.
Brother Don Rich, I'm done here. I'm done. Brother Don Rich told how that the preacher got a call early in his ministry, early in his life, to preach the gospel, evangelize. Evangelistic work is hard work. Traveling church to church, state to state. Brother Don Rich, I forget, 28 or 30 countries he'd been in preaching the gospel. And he said, a preacher come up to him and said, Brother Rich, said early in my ministry, God called me to evangelize. And I said, Lord, my kids are young. Let me get my kids up, you know, into older age so it won't be so hard traveling around from place to place. And then his kids got a little bit older, and he put the Lord off. His kids got a little bit older, and by then, Brother George, he had 10, 15, 17, 18, something like that, several years invested in his job. And he said, Lord, now I got too much time invested in my job. I don't want to quit my job. Wait till I retire, and then I'll preach for you, Lord. Then I'll go do your work and your will. And then here this man was old. He had just retired his job, and now he had no desire to preach, Brother George. He had disobeyed God. He had put the work and the will of God on the back burner, and he had lived his life how he wanted to do it. And now he was worried. He said, Brother Rich, I don't have that call and that urge and that hope in me to go preach and do the work of God anymore. Do you think God has forsaken me?
Oh, God be the God.
He spent his life doing what he wanted to do,
right?
And not what God wanted.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, church. What do you got to do to end up lost, end up without God? Don't do what God wants you to do.
That's it.
Yeah.
Negligence.
Yeah.
Negligence.
Mm-hmm. Bless
you. You don't have to kill, murder, gamble, be a bank robber, horse thief, adulterer. Just neglect. Mm-hmm. Just be neglectful. The road to hell, I've always heard this, is paved with good intentions.
Yes, true.
People always, I'm going to do better tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm not being mean, but go ask them folks that's living together, checking up. Oh, they're going to get married next week. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to do better tomorrow. I'm going to do better on down the road. Until one of these days, years and time has went by and went by and went by, and you would never do better.
Oh, God.
Glory to God. Amen. Jude spoke of the common salvation, which is something every Christian has. Amen. Which he said you need to contend for the faith. Woo. Yeah. I want to contend for it, don't you?
Yes,
God. How shall we escape if we neglect, I'm done, this, if we neglect this great salvation, which at the first begun to be spoken by the Lord? Of what kind of salvation did he speak? Amen. He healed the sick. He cast out devils. And if people neglect it, he pronounced judgment on them. But he said, and listen to what he said. He said, woe unto thee, Chorazin, if I'm saying that, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done entirely in Sodom, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and in ashes. Listen, but he said, but I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, Sodom and Gomorrah, which were destroyed, amen,
right,
for sodomy, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Why was he saying that? Because they knew the truth and rejected it.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
They had the power of God.
Had it right there.
They had a preacher. They had a man of God.
Yeah.
And they rejected God's power.
Yeah.
Why did he say that? They weren't murderers. They weren't all those things that I mentioned thus far. I tell you why he said it, because he warned them. They had the word of God. They had a preacher. They had the spirit of God. God destroyed Jerusalem. They had Jesus himself. But they rejected him.
Yes. Yeah. My Lord.
I'm done.
Savior.
So what do I got to do to be lost? Nothing.
That's it.
Right. Nothing. Woo! Bless. Why was Jerusalem destroyed? They saw the mighty works of God, but yet things blinded their eyes, and they chose not to believe, and they chose not to move, and they chose not to respond to the Spirit and the power of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, Romans said, and they that resist, somebody give me a song up here, I'm done. And they that resist shall receive unto themselves damnation. Woo! Hallelujah.
Come on.
If you resist the power of God, if you resist God's man, you resist God's Spirit. The Bible said they received unto themselves damnation.
Yeah. Amen.
They received unto themselves damnation. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight.
Yes, God.
I feel the Spirit of the Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Amen. Pray with me here tonight, Lord. God, I really felt this on my heart before church started back there, studying and praying and trying to seek you. I didn't know who exactly is going to be here, but Lord, you did, and I felt you put this on me. I pray, God, that you let this little word change a heart, stir a heart, move somebody to these altars to pray tonight to get closer to you, God. I pray, God, would you change this church? Would you change it from the core? God, would you change it from our core heart, God, all the way down to you?
Don't let us be a rejecter of you and a rejecter of your word and a rejecter of your spirit and a rejecter of your man.
Mighty God, bless the church, you God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, and I stay with you. If you're able in this house, we'll get ready to pray. But here, as the pastor of this church tonight, and I know we got several visitors, and I thank you for being here with all my heart.
Yes.
I love you. I love each and every one of you. I really do. But here's what I'd like to let you know tonight. It's a dangerous thing to reject God and to reject his Spirit. He said it'd been better for Sodom than for them.
Right.
He destroyed Sodom with fire and brimstone because of their wicked sin.
That's right.
But he said they'd have had a past. Amen. Woe unto thee, Bethsaida, rising for the mighty works which were done in you. You had revival. You had the Holy Ghost moving in the midst. Sinners were being saved. The power of God was being poured out. You had God in the midst.
Yes.
And you refused it.
Come on.
He said, all right. Romans, I'm going to leave you with Romans. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive unto themselves damnation.
Right.
It's a lot more important what you think when you resist God.
Yes, it is.
You resist his Spirit.
Oh, come on.
You resist his man. It's a lot more important than what you think.
God.
Let's gather around in here, find us an altar. Let's ask God to help us to get earnest, to be serious.
Help us.
To really get our hearts in tune with you, Lord. God, your Spirit's been poured out. I've seen your power. I've seen revival. I've seen the Holy Ghost move. I've seen your glory. God, I don't want to be turned over to damnation. I don't want to be turned over to a reprobate mind, Lord. I don't want to be turned over. God, I want to get serious. I don't want to be lukewarm. I don't want to just beat around the edge. But God, I want to get all the way in. I want to get all the way in. Come on, come on, come on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Really seek God tonight. Really seek God.
Lord God, help me tonight. Help me, Lord, to get it in my heart and my soul and my spirit, Lord, to never let it slip. Because mighty God, more than anything in this world and in this life, I want to help you. I don't want to miss it, God. I don't want to fall away. I want to be one of
you. As we recall what God has done, and now we've seen Him move. If there's anybody here who's found in faith, anybody here who knows He's able,
come on, church. Come on, church.
seen it time and time again. Just say amen. If there's anybody here who's found it faithful, anybody here who knows me faithful,
I want to serve you, Lord.
Say amen.
Let's go.